This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour. Whoops, say that again, Doug. Where did that come from? Sounds like I was singing with Adele. It is 7 minutes after the hour, he said in his best announcer's voice. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan on the DJV program. Making you feel safe, I hope. That's the idea. You think about being safe with your loved ones, being guided right now in a tough time in lots of different ways. So hopefully the safety net has blossomed here. And when you think about the world and what is important to you, being safe, isn't that it? Don't you want to feel safe, ladies? Don't you want to feel like you're safe with your family and your friends and you're safe at work? You're just safe. And there's just so much disorder and so much concern. I don't think that people feel as safe as they need to. I just think that it's important for us to provide a safe haven for as much information as we can. So therefore, Jennifer, I turn to you to make us feel safe. How about that?
Well, I like that honor, certainly. I think that a lot of the chaos that we feel is being contributed to by the mainstream news media. But I do have a bit of good COVID news for you.
Good. Yeah.
There's a new study out that talks about UV filters in use for fighting coronavirus. And apparently, I was just listening to a morning show talk about this on one of the local news stations. There are plenty of UV filters that are already on the market right now that can be installed in your homes. You know, there's a lot of stuff that people are talking about with the holidays coming up about what's safe, what's not, what can we have family, other families in or our extended families in and still be able to celebrate the holidays. And apparently there is a new study out that says that those UV filters that you can already put on your home can actually help protect you from coronavirus. Now, is it going to keep you 100% safe? No, but you can get UV light purifiers that do help filter the air in your homes or in those businesses. You know, we're all talking about restaurants getting back to work and indoor businesses getting back to normal. This is one of the ways that they're saying they can do this. If they install UV technology to filter out the air, that's proven to be very successful in fighting coronavirus or at least tamping down your risk when
you are
celebrating.
They can do it on an airplane.
Indoors.
Why can't they do it in a restaurant, right?
And that's exactly right. Yeah. And this is the reason I think this is such good news is because this is stuff you don't have to wait for, right? We're all talking about a vaccine, but we have to wait for it. And so the fact that this makes me feel kind of good is that this is stuff that's already out there on the market and actually relatively inexpensive if you wanted to install in your home or in your small business or just something to add an extra layer of protection.
Victoria,
the problem with that,
Well, you're a big restaurant goer. You like to socially mix with friends, and I wonder how much I've had an experience. I'm going to tell you about it over the weekend, but you're out a lot more than I am. And I mean,
not
Jennifer's
recently.
No, well,
I haven't been inside a restaurant. We in mid August we did a long weekend to Kingston, New York, and which is about an hour and a half north of Manhattan. And they had I think only 4 cases in the entire town. And so we stayed at an Airbnb, and they had lower capacity, like 25% capacity dining. So we ate indoors at 2 restaurants. And had a wonderful experience, but that was it. That's the only time I've been indoors. And I know in Manhattan, it's a really big challenge. Le Bernardin, which is one of the most famous restaurants in Manhattan, it's owned and run by Chef Eric Repair. He spent, I think it was almost $300,000 on a new air filtration system for the restaurant to make people, you know, more comfortable going in. Will it actually put people there? I don't know. But going back to what Jen was talking about, the UV things, the problem with those, I have one of those, and it's an air filter. It's an air filter, you know, like a tower, and it also has the UV light. But the problem with it, though, is that there's no way to know. You can't test its efficacy. There's no way to, there's no digital meter that you can wave in the air to see where you're at with it. That's the problem.
Right. And actually, I think it, probably bigger than what I'm talking about for you, I'm sure what you have is probably helpful, but there are actually UV filtration
like
systems that people,
and, yeah.
that people can put on their roof, on their, basically in the roof, basically in the ceiling, so that it actually becomes part of your filtration system for your centralized air and heating. That's probably beyond what you can do in an apartment, but certainly mm-hmm. people with houses can look at that.
How much
and
does
look
that
at a I don't know, but I've actually was just doing some research. You can get UV filters for all of your devices, actually, for all of your inputs and outputs, essentially, and that's not too expensive. And so it's something for people to look into.
Yeah.
You know, as a way.
Works, then that's great. Yeah.
To keep things moving, especially in a house where you do have multiple generations. I mean, I mm-hmm. think there are a lot of different living situations that people are under, and so this is one thing to look into for sure.
Well, there are a lot of things here. I was looking at this new study. Every day there's a new study. Patients who experience at least five symptoms early on are more likely to suffer from lingering issues from the virus. This is something that comes from a discussion we were having earlier about how serious it is and maybe looking at it two different ways, Victoria and Jennifer. The way that I look at it at the moment, or what I've been I guess focused on, was what the immediate effect, that is how many people are going to die, and certainly fewer are dying because it is the strains have changed. But this focus is on the lingering impact, something you made reference to earlier on, Victoria,
mm-hmm.
the lingering, the key risk factors and what happens if you have it. What's the longest? You had yours for about a week, I think, Jennifer, right? Did you have it?
No. I mean, I came back after I was on the air and doing my work after a week. But I feel like...
What's that?
That's Daisy chiming in with Victoria, with Jennifer.
Yeah. Wow. Hi, Daisy.
I thought it sounded like someone's stomach.
Oh, would you stop?
I did, too. I thought somebody was, like, having some sort of problem going on. So...
Yeah,
I had I was without my sense and smell, my sense of taste and smell for about 10 days. I think I started feeling better at about that same period. I was feeling better, like good enough to go to like work from home, which I did after the first 4 or 5 days. It was just, you know, the thing was, is you just get tired. I mean, that was kind of the lingering symptom that I had, was that you get tired. I also had kind of a lingering fever. So, like, it would go away and then it would come back. I'd feel fine, but mm-hmm. I'd have this little bit of a fever. So, on and off, I think probably 2 solid weeks of back and forth. Some
you
days
headaches
feeling
too,
great.
Right? That's
yeah,
one
some
that
days
my friend
yeah.
had for a while.
This
some
study
days
seems
feeling
to
great,
suggest
some days
that women have this longer than men, a long COVID more than men do. It depends on your age as much as anything else, 18 to 49s. But the everything, the ball game is different for those of us who are over 70. It just is. If you haven't taken care of yourself through your life, you've been a smoker, a drinker, you eat too much fat in your system, too much fat in your body, this is going to really affect you. So I'd like to think, I don't know that we have seen some people that say, well, I can't go to the gym, so I just sit home and eat. Well, how about you exercise at home? How about
right.
you know, take a run around the block or do whatever? There's a lot of different things you can do to keep yourself. Everybody needs, we're so dependent on others these days instead of being dependent on ourselves. Figure it out yourself. You want to live, you want to enjoy your life, then figure it out. And don't roll over. You know, there are two sides to this coin. I was looking at something that came about this time in 1985, many of you may remember, many listeners remember General, the Surgeon General C. Everett Koop. He always was in his military outfit, had a beard. He looked a little like, I don't know, a poor man's Abraham Lincoln. Do either of you remember or know anything about C. Everett Koop?
I know his name. I remember
I know the
his
name.
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. He was the Surgeon General when the AIDS thing hit the fan.
Okay.
And so he, after a few weeks of looking at this, went public with a statement about AIDS, saying it was, quote, the greatest threat to public health this country has ever seen. And that research, this again is the Surgeon General, C. Edward Koop, speaking in 1985, he predicted that 1 in 5 heterosexuals would be dead from AIDS in the next 5 years.
That was heterosexuals or homosexuals?
Heterosexuals.
What year was this?
This is 1985. Mm. So he was on the President's Commission on AIDS. Everybody went bananas, and he said it was the most serious. It was more serious than the plagues that were a part of history. There was a book out called The Population Bomb, which came out before Koop said that. It was published actually by the Sierra Club. The idea was that hundreds of millions of people would starve to death in the 1970s because of overpopulation. And that didn't happen. So,
yeah,
and,
that's what makes me nervous. Victoria and I were just talking about this off the air. These projections make me nervous, where they say 200,000 people are going to be dead by the end of the year or whatever it is. Because this is what I've seen consistently in my lifetime, too, is the over-prediction of the government. Now, in some ways, I'd rather have them do that because I think it's better to be over-prepared. No, over-preparation is better than under-preparation. Mm-hmm. But
yes.
It does drive
fear.
Well, are
you saying
that
people will only prepare if they're afraid?
Well, I hope not. I don't think so. But I can remember as a kid when the AIDS virus was just coming out and in public eyes. I mean, you were scared to death that you were going to catch AIDS. And I use that word catch on purpose because that's what they made it feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember my mom wouldn't, like, she'd flip if I sat in a public toilet seat. All of these things because of the fear-mongering that went on early on.
And that's saying, so, thank you. I'm just bringing all this... The people who are trying to tell you that climate change will ruin the world by, 2050, I'm thinking that we need to be very careful and cautious about how we treat our planet. But is this the end of the world? I remember in 1999, before we went into 2000, remember Y2K? You both must remember that.
Sure.
Right? The world will stop.
Well, we're all going to die.
Because the computer didn't handle it.
I don't know who thought the world was going to stop.
Everybody
did.
On the radio,
no.
My God.
No, seriously, everybody did. We were installing patches on our computers,
it was crazy time.
Flipped out that your business wouldn't work, that we wouldn't have money at the bank.
The consumerism that is fear needs to be somehow mitigated here. That's what my point is about the news media and how damned irresponsible they are. And going back to these events where these same sorts of predictions have come out of people, and the news media keeps fanning the flame.
Well, how did the news media fan the flame of what C. Everett Koop was saying? So
how did they
so
fan
easy.
It?
Yeah, right.
They
that's what I'm saying.
They words, and they just kept...
Well, why would they not take the word of the Surgeon General? That's the thing.
Who do you believe? That's more the question.
Well, aren't we supposed to believe the Surgeon General?
Yeah, you are supposed to believe the Surgeon General.
Okay, so he
was wrong.
But science gets it wrong all the time. Right.
Well, first of all, in 1985, no one even understood, and Fauci worked on AIDS, too, in the early days. No one understood the nature of that virus.
I'm making a different point, though, Victoria. I'm not suggesting.
Well, what I'm saying, though, is now we do know more about the current coronavirus that we're dealing with. And so I think, if you think about it, where we went from in February in New York, where people were just dropping dead and no one knew how to control it, no one knew anything about it, to where we are cut to, 8-9 months later, we know a lot more about this virus. So people didn't learn about AIDS, and they didn't learn that, all the intricacies to HIV. They didn't learn that for years. So I don't know. I think that we're in a much better situation. And if the news media didn't report on it, then we would call them irresponsible.
I gave
say,
you
oh, well,
several
how come they're not?
Different examples. Everybody draws their own conclusion. I'm giving you mine. That's all.
What is your conclusion? That
my conclusion
the news media is to blame
that
for
we're,
everything?
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. That's my conclusion. Fear, 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 scare, 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 worry, worry, worry. And it's just not healthy. And psychological
Well, a lot of people
terms,
haven't worried about it until they end up dead or dying or on a ventilator.
But
or,
there's
you know.
A media, there's a happy medium between paying no attention, and that's also kind
Preparation
of
Preparation and panic are two really different things.
Right, exactly. All right, rapper Nelly on Bud Cans, movie theaters reopening, Blonde 3 delayed, Anthony Hopkins smells nicely. IKEA buying stuff back, all part of our latest DJV download. You can catch the download pretty much every day at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So the DJV download, kind of a fun way for you to experience what we're doing in short form. 21 after the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you love me,
I've never gotten this guy at all. At all. But obviously some people have. Elvis Costello. This is If You Love Me. Legacy Records announcing an expanded edition of Forever Words, which was a collaborative album with Elvis Costello and Chris Cornell and some of the other...
Sounds like Cornell.
I'm always
like Stephen J. Cornell.
Cornell, yeah.
Chris Cornell.
He spelled his name the same way, and I used to get criticized for calling him Stephen J. Cornell, and so I just.
So now you've really just adopted it for everything.
Yeah, right. Right. Flipped into it. Anyway, so we're going back to Forever Words here, the poems and lyrics of Johnny Cash. These guys set to music. For the first time, the deluxe edition of Forever Words will be released to streaming services in four waves, pairing a total of 18 new songs with the album's original 16 songs. First wave arrived last Friday, features If You Love Me by Elvis Costello and the Impostors, all words written by Johnny Cash. Wave 2 will be released December 11th, featuring I've Been Around by Marty Stewart, Who's Gonna Grease My Skillet by John Popper, and California Poem by Jamie Johnson. A third wave of releases come next February, includes Does Anybody Out There Love Me by Jewel, Let It Be Tonight by Ira Dean, and Pretty Pictures in My Mind by the Lumineers. First, the final wave of songs will be released April 2nd, apparently. Out of Sight Tonight, Ronnie Dunn, Brad Paisley, let's see here, with Ronnie Dunn, and My Song by Runaway June. The 16-song original version of Johnny Cash Forever Words, released in April of 2018, includes performances by Rustin Kelly and Casey Musgraves, Roseanne Cash, Alison Krauss, Kris Kristofferson, and Willie Nelson. All the album's tracks were produced by John Carter Cash, with the majority recorded at the Cash Cabin Studio in Tennessee. See, I'd rather listen to his contemporaries, Johnny Cash's friends and kind of like Willie and Kris Kristofferson sing this stuff. And then, what's it? You were playing the Mellencamp thing? You want to crank that up for them double blues? How's this sound? Doesn't sound like Mellencamp, does it?
No, but it sounded really good before.
Yeah, I like that violin. That's sort of them fiddles. And there is T-Bone Burnett doing Jellicoe Coal Man. How's that sound?
I will sell you coal by the gallon or the pound, and you don't have to look for me.
That sounds like a Johnny Cash lyric line. That's for sure. Right?
It's cool.
Yeah. All right, 26.
There's a little bit of Irish folk music in it.
Yeah. Right. That's true. Yep.
Yeah. Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you now focus on Arlo Guthrie, who's announced he's retiring from touring. This post in time Gone Fishing, he explained that he's canceled his upcoming shows, revealing that prior to the pandemic, he'd experienced a couple of mini strokes, first one occurring back in 2016. He said, I got really dizzy in the parking lot of a hotel. I started seeing as though I were looking through a kaleidoscope. That evening, the show went on, as though nothing had happened. I had no idea. I just encountered a mini stroke until weeks later when I was told about it. It didn't appear to affect my performance or my state of mind, my state of being. I then continued to tour for the next 4 years. He suffered another stroke on Thanksgiving Day in November of 2019. This time, he said it was more serious. I'd lost some ability to walk, and I wondered if I'd be able to play. Arlo has been in quarantine, lives as a farm out in western Massachusetts, playing music online for his friends. Last summer, he released a cover of Stephen Foster's Hard Times Come Again No More.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Mike Pence took Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden and his running mate Senator Kamala Harris to task on Sunday. The Vice President on Fox News said the left is presenting a clear effort to undermine any safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines.
No American who ever required a ventilator was ever denied a ventilator. No American who required an ICU bed was ever denied an ICU bed. And early in the month of February, the moment that we got the genetic coding for the coronavirus, we began work on a vaccine. And in 6 weeks, we were in phase 1 clinical trials. And as we sit here today, The President and I are confident that with the extraordinary research scientists and companies that we have in this country under Operation Warp Speed, that we're going to have the first coronavirus vaccine before the end of this year.
The Democrat nominees have not given any specific details and only have criticized the current administration. USA Radio News.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
And finally, we have our priorities straight. Oreo has stored cookies in an almost indestructible vault just in case that asteroid hits in early November.
Yes, this asteroid is real. Asteroid 2018 VP1 will pass Earth on November 3rd.
Sometimes I'll check Twitter just to see what people are saying about Oreos. On October 3rd, I came across a tweet unlike any I had ever seen before. It said, asteroid coming for Earth, who will save the Oreos?
I've been in the cookie business for 22 years. I've never had a chance like this.
Then we heard about the global seed vaults. They store all of the seeds for humanity in case of a huge disaster.
I received a call with a strange request from Oreo. To build a vault that works just like the global seed vault. I'd hate for the world to lose Oreo cookies. It's a big responsibility.
The Mylar packaging is impervious to different chemical reactions, air, and moisture, and can keep the cookies really fresh even after a number of years have passed. The asteroid is only the size of a refrigerator. Milk. And Oreos, what a great deal. The World Series moves on as the Los Angeles Dodgers defeated the Tampa Bay Rays 4-2. The win gives the Dodgers a 3-2 lead in the best-of-seven series. Game 6 is on Fox Tuesday. Announced pitchers are Valdez and Romo. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
By golly, it's 34 after the hour. Good day to you from the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Things are popping along for Amy Coney Barrett, right? That seems to be moving in the direction that the Republicans predicted it would move. Am I right? Is that something I'm not paying a lot of attention to it because I find the whole situation annoying as hell. However, anyway, the situation moves ahead. Everything is moving toward Election Day. How many people will be influenced, do you think, by the shenanigans with the confirmation of Barrett? And I say that, I don't even know, it's not lovingly. I think they're all shenanigans. It's all playing, politics, and I'm not even sure they're playing to the base. I just think it's a power game, power trip, which is what politics is all about, let's face it. So, if you want to have the power to influence it to a certain extent, don't let anybody talk you out of saying things like, well, your vote won't count. That's not true at all. And you need to feel like you have some kind of power. There's a word that's overused these days, and the word is empowerment. But I think you have to feel like you have a say. And a lot of people just say, ah, what difference does my vote make? If everybody said that, what would be, how would the system work?
Yeah, that makes me crazy because think about how many elections. I mean, even the 2016 presidential election was determined by thousands of votes. A lot of local elections were determined by
hundreds. And it wasn't going to the person who should have won it, actually.
Well, says you. The Electoral College is the Electoral College. So,
right, but Jen's right. And I think, I forget what state, but it was only 70,000 votes, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It matters. It matters. And one of the things I think that's even more prevalent right now is people being bullied. I don't know if you guys, if this made national news or not, but in my hometown or home area of Los Angeles, believe me, I don't live in Beverly Hills, but Beverly Hills has just announced they're going to board up and shut down on November 3rd and 4th because there are threats that if Trump wins, there are going to be huge riots in that area. And so they're actually getting
what
people out.
What proof do they have of that?
I don't know. I guess they have some intel because they're shutting down literally the entire stretch of Rodeo Drive. They're boarding everything up, and they're putting in already, whatchamacallit, a curfew in place.
To know if I was a resident there, and I am part of the year, I'd want to see some proof. What do you do? What are you talking? What kind of craziness is this? Seriously.
People are, but see, that's the thing. Like, I don't know if, I don't know if this made national news, but a friend of mine who lives in Colorado sent this to me over the weekend. There's a trailer park in Colorado. Did you guys hear about this? That the owner of the trailer park said, if Trump wins, then no one's rent will go up. But if Biden wins, he's doubling everyone's rent.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's like, that's
unconstitutional. I mean, here's the way to say that. You can say, under Biden policies, I will have to raise your rent. I mean, I think that's what a lot of businesses
figure out. Actually has some policies in place, for God's sake.
Right.
You know. Anyway, all right. Well, I think one of the things that we're concerned about, and this has certainly played into the fears that everybody has, there aren't enough people working the polls in a lot of states. There are a lot of volunteers that have answered the call to help the polling needs during, you know, the pandemic. A lot of people didn't want to go and do that work. Sherry Poland is director of the Hamilton County Board of Elections in Ohio. She said, our plan is to train above and beyond the minimum number required at the polling places. For example, they need 97 people there. To reach their goal of 3,378 poll workers, they need to have 97 more before the election so that the lines will move quickly. The state reported a need of 6,000 more poll workers to hit a statewide target of 55,165. How many poll workers do you know in your area, Victoria or Jennifer?
There are no polls this year in New Jersey, if you show up on election day, you will get a provisional paper ballot, but it will not be counted until after, unless it's like a marginal error or something where they have to count everything. So, and if you can only use a polling, like a voting booth machine if you are disabled. So I think the need for poll workers is probably significantly less in my state this year. But in other states, you know, like you just said, Ohio needs more. Philadelphia said that they have almost 600 vacant positions. Wisconsin's looking for about 200 people. And so officials, they say, are worried because people might call in sick as the numbers of COVID keep spiking. Depending on where you are, they're afraid people might say that they're at the last minute, they're just too afraid to do it. And then the other thing is they also have a lot of older people are typically poll workers, and a lot of older people are avoiding the virus. So that's why they've had we don't normally hear about these stories of needing more poll workers, but this year we do. So they've had younger people volunteering, which is great.
So,
and then gets them more involved in the process, too.
What's going to be the decider here? Oftentimes, going back to James Carville, remember, it's the economy, stupid, and that seems to have rung in our heads every year since.
I think it's the virus as well.
It is this year. I think it is because
they're
looking at a lot of.
Statistically, they're the two biggest things that polls have shown that people care about the most.
The economy and how it was, and it was good with Trump before the COVID thing for sure. The wages, a lot of low-income workers had.
Doug, that was Obama's economy. You didn't hear? That was Obama's economy. That was Obama's
economy.
No, I wasn't.
Economy. No, I wasn't.
Well,
I don't
for the first 18 months, it actually was.
I'm not sure. I think much too much focus is placed on the president.
You always inherit the administration before, whether it's good or bad. That always happens. That's happened
since
the beginning of time.
Obama has been taking credit for it. But yes, the Trump economy is a big one. I think that's important. And coronavirus is not only dealing with health, but also the economy and recovery. So who do you trust
to recover after
all of this? I think that becomes the question.
I think the point that I'm trying to make here is much of the performance is beyond the control of the president. I think Trump had some pretty good luck when he took office. And then
I think it was not just luck. You realize that for every new Trump regulation, he got rid of 22
regulations that were already on the books. The stuff that stimulated the economy, though,
and brought back entire industries that were gone, including
industries are back? Because the stuff he was claiming with coal and fossil fuels, they're not back. Coal is back in many states.
Oil, fracking, I mean, all of those things have been brought back. So,
So here's the thing that really everybody should be ashamed of. There was a rally in Manhattan entitled Jews for Trump. And there was a huge brawl that broke out. I don't know if you saw this or not. A bunch of people were arrested. Apparently Rudy Giuliani was there. And people who are Jewish that didn't like Trump were yelling and screaming. How do you conduct yourself like this? How dare you on either
side?
What rally, though? It's called Jews for Trump.
Let me finish. What I'm saying is, what rally doesn't end up like this now? If you're having a rally, whether you're for Biden or for Trump, you're going to end up with opposition. Now, in
New York, but here's the backstory. I see them both on the campaign trail. Some have been doing like four of them today.
But these are outside, you know, people marching and stuff. But what I'm saying though is, in Manhattan right now, the tensions are very, very high between the Jewish community and the non-Jewish community, mostly because of COVID and mostly because they will not wear masks. They are not adhering to any of the local guidelines that every other resident has to deal with. So for them to come out and then, on top of all of that, to then go out and have this big rally for Trump, which a lot of people feel he has not handled the virus well, this is adding gasoline on an already burning fire.
But you don't get to go out and punch people. I mean, constitutionally, they don't have a right to tell these people to wear a mask. Is it the right thing to do? Probably yes. We could argue about that all day long. But to say that they don't, that they're pouring gasoline on a fire, they get to, it's free speech. I mean, I could say that about a lot of protests that happened this summer, but they have a right to be there and they have a right to
not be attacked. I'm not saying they don't have a right. I'm just saying I'm providing some context, and there's a very heated backstory to this. So a lot of people want to blame every bit of violence on the Black Lives Matter movement, which has nothing to do with looters. But it all gets... I just told you, Doug, with the virus and the Jewish community, I just explained it.
There is a ton of tension
right now in many communities in the five boroughs of New York, and it's all
it
because...
Anti-Semitism? Is it going down that road, or...?
No, I'm saying that the Jews are creating the problem. It's not hating on the Jews. I have Jewish friends who are upset with them because the Hasidics and the Orthodox are not, they're not wearing any masks. They're not adhering to any quarantine.
The outrageous irresponsibility of these people, the arrogance of these people.
Absolutely.
It is way beyond the
It's not anti-Semitism. It's just they're not acting like citizens. They're acting like they're above the law. They're above everybody else.
Right. Yep, it's the arrogance. Imagine what they're teaching their children with all of this. Imagine, just think about that for a moment or two. I guess speaking of religion, it's interesting to note the Pope has named a fellow named Wilton Gregory, Archbishop of Washington, to the Cardinals Hall of Fame. First black guy to hold that title ever, I think, isn't he? Has there been any?
He's the first from America, anyway.
There are black cardinals from Africa, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first time in America. So isn't it a shame that it's, I don't know, I just find, you know me, I say this all the time. Here's a good man. He happens to be black, but he's done obviously a good job. I trust this Pope
to give you a little perspective, though, about the numbers game, because in this country, we have an overwhelming number of Filipino and South American priests. We don't have a huge number of African-American priests, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's difference in religion. I think Catholicism just in general doesn't touch black Americans as much as it does other groups. So I think from a numbers perspective, I think that's probably why this is a first rather than just a group of people being overlooked. I think you'd have to look at the demographic makeup.
Right,
well, the demographic that's interesting, though, is this is he's going to become the Archbishop in Washington, D.C. They have the highest concentration of black Catholics across the country. It's in Washington, D.C., which I did not know until this story kind of broke over the weekend. But the mayor of D.C. is black. The previous two mayors were all is black and Catholic, and the previous two mayors were also black and Catholic. So it's interesting. It's 13% of the diocese is black. So it's representation. I think representation is important.
Yep. All right, up in a moment. What's going on with the murder hornets? Next on the DJV program.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
If you're one of the 40 million Americans buried in student loan debt, you need to listen to this and get ready to make a call that could save your life. It could take you decades to pay off your student loans, and that's crazy. The government created a special student loan repayment program, except you don't know how it works, but we do. At Modify Student Loans, we can lower your monthly student loan payments, qualify you for loan forgiveness, and help you restore your good credit even if you're in default. If you want to lower your monthly payment, write the number down. If you owe over $10,000 in student loans or are behind in your payments, we can help you. Call right now or put this number into your smartphone. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040. Lower your monthly payments and qualify for loan forgiveness. Call Modify Student Loans now. 800-693-9040. We can help to lower your monthly payments, but you've got to write this number down. 800-693-9040. That's 800-693-9040.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, let's get back into the swing of things here, ladies. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, that God blessed, no blessing on the murder hornets. So what's happened is in Washington, apparently, over the weekend, some scientists that were dressed up like space, they were out in outer space, vacuumed up a nest of the murder hornets.
Oh, my gosh.
After they
So it was
eaten.
A sting operation?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to be stung by one of those things. They kill people like
you're 2 inches long,
thousands of a year. Yeah,
right. So these giant hornets were in. They've seen them all over the place: British Columbia, the northern border of Washington. The state's effort began with the trapping of three of them, and the task of keeping them alive. So they fed them strawberry jam long enough to figure what they had to do. They used dental floss to tie radio tracking devices to their abdomens, and then they let them back into their nest. That's how they tracked them. They've come from China. Another thanks to the Chinese. 10 before the hour.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
That's 53 at the hour now. It's the DJV program with a focus on your home, your money pit, so to speak. And we're in the sort of betwixt and between. We're almost halfway through the start of fall and the start of winter. I don't know where you are, but where I am, the leaves have become fantastically beautiful. I was actually going to take some pictures around my house, Tommy. Yeah. The leaves, it's just a fascinating feeling. So I think we can celebrate the in-between times. One of the things that I know you warn about is keeping your gutters clean. You want to give us a primer? Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, heard around the country every weekend. Lots of great tips there. Money Pit e-letter, good Doug, newsletter, and podcasts, all that great stuff. So what about the gutters and things that people find? Well, I found some moss on the roof of my house, and I had one of the guys take a wire brush to it to clean it off. And then I was thinking, you told me about some liquid to pour.
Yeah, because the thing is, if you scrub the roof shingles with a wire brush, you're eroding the protective surface.
Right. Yeah.
You know, back to the gutter issue, Doug. A lot of folks think, well, you know, gutters just kind of keep the water from overflowing onto my head when I'm walking out in and out of my house. But they actually have a lot of purposes. First of all, they protect your foundation, because when you have a lot of water that floods the perimeter of the house, the foundation becomes unstable. It can shift. It can crack. You can get a lot of water that can wash out landscaping, cause slippery sidewalks. Certainly, it causes, number one cause of flooded crawl spaces and flooded basements is a clogged gutter. Very simple to fix. So really smart that you do make sure that you keep them clean. You know, the one thing that happens a lot these days is people look at the gutter guard companies.
Yes.
Man, you got to be careful because some of these guys are pretty slippery, and they charge crazy money for these simple gutter guards. We're talking like $20, $30, $40 a foot, which is just dumb.
And it's just little. It's just a grate.
Yeah, you can buy the best steel mesh. Yeah. The micro mesh gutter guards, you can buy those at Home Depot or Costco for about $2 a foot.
Mm-hmm.
And have a handyman put it in if you can't do it yourself. But you don't
or be handy yourself. All right, here's a listener question from Ann, who hears our program down in Florida.
Yeah.
She has she lives in a condo. The neighbor next to her just discovered that she has black mold growing in her walls.
Yep.
So is that transferable?
Yeah. I don't think the mold respects property lines, Doug.
No, I don't think it does either.
Yeah.
Give it a look out, lady.
If you got mold in one unit and you live in an adjacent unit, you definitely should be concerned, and this should be brought to the attention of the condominium management. They ought to have professional mold people look at this. Professionals that know how to test for it, know how to remediate it without exposing the rest of the units to it. It's not a job for the local handyman, the local maintenance guy for the condo. I mean,
you got to be an expert.
You got to have an expert, because if you handle it wrong, you can really make people sick. So definitely something to be concerned about, Ann.
Here's something to do right. Enter the beautiful bath sweepstakes all over MoneyPit.com. So how are you doing on entries?
Oh, we're doing great. So this beautiful bath sweepstakes is very cool. We've partnered with the folks at RiverbendHome.com. And we've got three prizes worth a total of $3,500. You'll get merchandise credit at riverbendhome.com. We've got a first prize winner at $2,000, a second place at $1,500, and a third place at $1,000. And you can win merchandise credit to purchase bathroom fixtures, faucets, everything from American Standard and Growy. So if you want to fix up your bathroom before the holidays, this is the place to go. Riverbendhome.com has a beautiful site, beautiful fixtures, beautiful faucets, beautiful everything. And you can enter the sweepstakes once a day at MoneyPit.com.
Sounds like a cool deal. Don't forget the podcast as well, MoneyPit.com/podcast, all kinds of episodic adventures. I probably should do a podcast. I decided I was going to change. There's a little apartment that's on my barn behind the house. And I decided I was going to raise the head. It just had an over, sort of the room over the garage.
Right.
It was a nothing room filled with junk.
Yep.
So I, over the weekend, ripped the roof off.
Okay.
And ripped all the rafters off. So now it's just a flat floor. And nothing.
Hey, clean slate. Start again.
Yes. Right. Exactly. I'm going to, a couple of friends are going to sort of scope out a little design.
Yeah.
Going to frame it up this week. And put the windows in and you know, close it in
right.
So that we can work
so
on it.
So it's weathertight,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
And you can work at your convenience over the winter.
Amazing how quickly it changed shape. I was gone for a couple of hours in the tractor. I came back, and the whole second story was gone.
It's gone.
Gonzo. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, those things are not for the faint of heart. I do stuff like that because there are guys around.
But there are plenty
of
other smaller projects you ought to be doing this fall, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Get your grass ready for winter, for example.
Yeah, well, but also the gutters.
Yep.
Keep them clean, clean, clean. Tom Kreidler, moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.